Hello. It's Sunday again, my dudes. which means I have more time to myself. Oh, and sorry if you can hear that in the background. It's my dog chewing a rawhide in the other room. So, since it's Sunday, I figured I would take advantage of that. So, I am lying on my bed in sort of my usual uniform, as some of you call it. I have black tights, knee-high black socks. Let me see what kind of panties I'm wearing. Hold on. They're like pinky orange, but like really bright. I don't know how to describe it. And they're just like normal, soft, bikini cut, you know, Fruit of the Loom stuff. So the difference today is that I have on one of my favorite things to take sexy pictures in, which is this stupid expensive sweatshirt. Also black, because I'm me, I wear a lot of black. So it's really soft, and it's quite tight, so I can't really wear it well over most clothes. So I take advantage of it for situations like these. And I already have no bra on underneath, because I didn't want to have to fuss around to get this thing back on. So, I'm trying to think of where I want to start. I've already just been kind of rubbing my fingers up and down over my, like, collarbone and down between my tits, because that's the only part of me that's exposed at the moment. Also, excuse my cough and my drinking water. I'm not, you know, I'm a little bit sick, I think. Okay, so I think the first thing I'm gonna do is unzip my sweatshirt a little bit. Actually, yeah, it's too thick to really go over it. See if you can hear the zipper, I'm not sure. So I've just unzipped it down to, like, right above my belly button. And because my tits are very big, my nipples are still kind of hidden behind, like, the part that's, I don't know, you know what I mean. It's open, but it's not that open yet. I'm just kind of running my hands across everything that I can see and get to, including my ribs. I don't know why I love having my ribs touch so much, but I guess because I'm ticklish, but it doesn't tickle. So I have my right breast out, because it kind of came out when I was touching my ribs. I'm going to shift a little bit so I can touch it more freely. And kind of half doing that, I don't know what you call it, like swooping thing that I do from under my armpit around the edge, and then underneath, and then up to my nipple. And kind of half just like pushing it towards the middle of my chest and pinching my nipple between like the webbing of my thumb and my first finger. I'm a super big fan of having my tits like pushed around, and I guess like captured is maybe the best word for it. I don't know. By a guy just, like, I guess like owning them for a little bit. I don't really know how else to describe it. I don't have a lot of words for the stuff I like or names. So I'm kind of trying to imitate that. And I'm going from underneath. And I'm grabbing harder, just kind of grabbing my whole tit in my hand. I'm gonna move on to my other one that's still under my sweatshirt. And because they're big, I have to kind of rotate the other way so I can get a better grip on it. Bear with me. And I'm gonna do kind of the same thing. Hold on, I'm gonna unzip my whole sweatshirt because now it's riding up. Okay. And kind of on my side, I guess. My legs are together and pointed one direction, kind of folded up. And my left breast is basically pointing straight at the ceiling. There's a point to that, and I can't remember why I said that. So I'm going to be doing kind of the same thing, but in the opposite direction. Starting in the middle and going over towards my armpit area. And then grabbing. I'm pinching that nipple really hard right now. So weird. I think I've explained this before, but when I'm doing stuff like this, like, sometimes my brain wants one thing and my, like, hand wants another. It's so bizarre. I wish I could explain it. Like, my hand just won't stop doing something, and I'm like, oh, that hurts a little much, but it was one of those situations. Oh, I remember I explained how I'm lying. In this position, this side of my ribs is really prominent, so I can feel the line where they stop. And I'm just kind of brushing the tips of my fingers back and forth right along that line. Fuck, I wish this was your hand. Like, it feels good with mine, but not being able to feel, you know, with your fingertips and just somebody else doing it is so much better. So I'm just kind of grabbing. It's hard to explain if you follow that line of your ribs towards your back and on your side. Just kind of grabbing my ribcage there and holding. And it's pressing my tits together really nicely. And I wish everyone could see them from my position, because, like, in my opinion, my tits look the best from where my eyes are. And it's really hard to capture. Sorry, I'm still nervous. I'm kind of back on my back flat now. And I'm just playing with my right breast kind of casually. So I still have the sweatshirt technically on, I guess. It's fully unzipped. But my arms are in it and everything. I'm lying on it. It's really comfy. Rolling one of my nipples and kind of pinching and pulling it around. My hips are doing their own thing like they always do. I'm just kind of grinding on something that's not fucking there. Grabbing my whole breast and just pushing it up towards my chin. Kind of hard. Oh, alright, harder now. I think I'm going to lick on, bite, and suck my nipples for a little bit, because whoever mentioned that, you've created a monster. So if any of you don't like mouth noises, skip ahead like a minute, I guess. For those of you who do, enjoy. My mouth does the same thing my hands do, and like a little shorter bite. Jesus Christ. I mean, it feels really fucking good though. Maybe they know better. Makes me think about how much I want someone else's mouth on my tits. It's been so fucking long. Ridiculous. It's so much easier too. It's hard to get to them because they're big. Alright, I'm gonna try the other one for a sec. Sorry, I'm trying to speak, I swear. Just very distracted. I can just like, I can feel how fucking wet I am. It's ridiculous. I think I'm going to pull down my tights, but leave my panties on for now. And I always slide down this bed. It's ridiculous. Sorry. Okay. Okay. So, I have my tights around my ankles. I'm too lazy to take them all the way off. And I think I'm going to put one leg out sideways and the other one up in the... Oh my god, I forgot I had the Benoit balls in. Sorry. I was just kind of lightly running my fingertips over my panties, and I can feel the, thing to remove them. That might help to explain why I'm so fucking wet. Okay, so, in this position to visualize, like I said, my legs are, you know, like they are. I hope you can picture that. And because I'm holding my phone, I have my left arm under my left breast, and I'm holding it up, basically. So I've got this, lovely, like, cleavage going on. and just, like, lightly running my, like, fingernails. Over my pussy lips, over... panties, right? Over? Yeah. I was trying to think how that makes sense. Sorry, I'm so fucking horny. I cannot think. So I'm going all the way up from the top of my slit down to like right before my asshole. Oh my god, my panties are so fucking wet. It's ridiculous. Now I'm kind of pressing a little bit harder. Not hard, but kind of like you'd scratch an itch, I guess. And, you know, I doubt you can hear it, but let me put you down there to see if you can hear the fabric or anything. My hand that has a mind of its own is like suddenly just grabbing my pussy and just fucking not like pinching it. It's not that tight. Like it's, I don't know, just. Grabbing my lips and pulling them outward. Fuck. Just like properly fingering myself through my panties now. I didn't even like intentionally. Intentionally do it. My hips are pushing up into the air off the bed. Like, no matter how much pressure I put, they're still doing it. Decide. Sorry. I'm trying to decide if I want to just come in the panties. Oh, I should take out the balls for sure, especially if I'm going to do that. You might be able to hear these. Enjoy. I'm excited to take them out. It feels really good. Sometimes they're a little bit hard to get mostly out in. It's not that hard because I'm already wet, but out, I've tightened on them. It's hard to explain. So I'm going to take my middle finger and get it right over my cunt through the panties and just kind of, I don't know, circle around there. I love the idea of getting my panties super fucking wet tonight. I'm not sure why. I doubt you'll be able to hear it, but maybe. Maybe. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay. Now my two middle fingers are... Sorry, I keep bumping the phone, moving from my cunt up to my clit and back. Alright, I think I'm gonna fucking come in these. I just really like the idea. I'm just gonna finger my clit through them because it'd be hard to do anything else with them on, so... I'm trying. trying to talk, sorry. Oh god, my cunt is tightening so fucking much already. Fuck. That happens to me, like, not too long before I come. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Right there. Fuck yes, right there. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna slap over my panties. Noise warning. 3, 2, 1. Oh. Oh. Fuck yes. Oh. That almost made me fucking come. Okay, I'm gonna do at least one more. Slap. 3, 2, 1. Sorry for the change in audio. Every time I do that, my body, like, automatically closes my legs and rolls me on my side. My hand is still pinned. I'm just doing that. Oh, fuck yes. That really hard grabbing. Oh, God. Okay, fuck. All right. 2 is enough. I'm impatient. I'm gonna fucking come. My legs are totally spread now. Okay. This is mini fucking mini orgasms. Oh, come on. Come pee, please. Can I come pee, please? Please. Please. Say yes, please. Oh, it made my nipples really fucking hard. I think I'm also chilly too. Oh god. Oh, it felt so fucking good. I think I'm gonna push the panties up against my cunt again and get, you know, as much of the wetness and stuff as I can, because I have devious plans for these. I just want to put my fingers in myself so bad. I think before I take them off, I'm gonna put a couple of fingers inside me and clean them off. I know it's weird. Sorry. I just really like it. Hopefully I didn't, like, absorb everything into the panties. I'm a little worried I did. So I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear, but let's try. Okay, I'm getting carried away. I don't want to come just yet. But definitely still wet everywhere, but like right outside where I put it, I think absorbed it all into my panties. Okay, I gotta stop. Oh, come on, hand stop, Jesus. Okay. I'm gonna lick these two fingers clean. So, warning again for mouth noises if you don't like that. Love that. It's not as good as licking them off of you, but it's better than nothing, I guess. I think it's, I don't know if it's weird to like the taste of yourself, but I feel like it's a little weird. Okay, so I guess I have to take my tights off. If I want to get my panties off, I didn't think about that. Sorry again for the coughing. Okay. Tights are off. So, my devious plan is to take off these panties that I've been, like, edging in basically all day and just came in and fuck myself really hard with my tilt out. And, when I'm about to come, I'm gonna stuff the, it's so hard to say out loud. I'm gonna stuff them in my mouth and use them as a gag for when I come. I really like that. It has been a long, long time, and I've never done it to myself, so, you know, you gotta get adventurous when you record more than, like, 5 audios, I guess. I'm thinking of what I might need otherwise, so I can get it ready. I never remember, but I think I'm gonna put on clamps first. Sometimes I just like forget about my tits when I've moved on from them in the beginning. I like use them and then forget about them. I feel bad. My nipples are already pretty fucking hard, but. I mean, it never hurts, right, to, like, roll them, pinch them a little bit, make it a little bit easier. Okay. My right one is ready, and I'm gonna clamp it. That made my left nipple harder. I'm gonna do the same on this one anyway. I swear to God, my right hand is like the movie Idle Hands. That probably makes me sound really fucking old, but if you've seen it, you know what I mean. Oh God, hold on, I have to tighten this one. It's come loose. Can't have that. What's the point of nipple clamps if they're not tight, you know? Alright, I'm gonna do my left nipple. actually made me want to tighten the right one a little bit more. I think I overdid the left one, but in a really good way. All right, right's off, going back on. That was a good idea. Something about my nipples, just like certain things send this like jolt of almost like electricity straight from like my belly right down in my pussy every time. And it's, I wish it lasted longer. It's a split second. Okay, I'm gonna take a drink of seltzer and then I'm going to do the other stuff I talked about. One sec, sorry. I'm gonna sit up again because I'll always be sliding. Well, I just looked over to my side and I'm trying to decide whether I should plug my ass as well if I'm going crazy, you know. Fuck it. I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. Sorry. I know you're waiting. God, getting this out of the plastic little bag one-handed is not easy. Okay, I guess I should take my underwear off first, so I'm gonna do that. Oh dear God. Oh my God. Well, they rolled up, but when I was taking them off, I could see. Jesus Christ. Like the whole crotch area is wet. It's like almost embarrassing. Okay, I'm gonna set those to the side. I think rolled up will be fine, but I have the crotch area like exposed because that's so weird. That's the part that I specifically want to get in my mouth. All right, back to what I was doing. One sec. Always use lube, kids, for this kind of stuff. Ah, I got on my pussy book. Okay, just a sec. I'm lubing everything up. Okay, I'm gonna get in position and do that. I'm gonna spread the lube with it everywhere. Going to put it in slowly. Fuck. It's seated properly. I want to wipe my hand with the fucking lube. I hate the taste of lube, man. And I'm going to wipe my pussy as well because I don't want it there either. Okay. Fuck, what am I doing? I think one of you asked to explain better, like, why I like having my ass plugged. And the best I think I can explain is that it's like a combination of being used like fully, that appeals to me a lot just in general, and like almost like a degradation thing. I don't have a big degradation thing, but I guess a little bit. I guess I've kind of figured that out. So I think it's a combo of that. It feels good as well, you know, like ones that are kind of smaller and just resta, not too far in where we actually have nerves that can feel stuff. And I like wriggling around with it because I can feel, you know, it moving around and stuff. It's the same reason I like the Benoit balls, is because it's like my dirty little secret. When I'm out in public, nobody fucking knows. That's exciting to me. Okay, enough talk. going to, sorry, snapping my fingers. I'm going to get my dildo. And I'm trying to plan this ahead. I think I'm gonna put the panties like on my chest, and I'm gonna put the chain where I can see it for my nipple clamps. And hopefully I'll do like all of this in order, but I often forget. So I am spreading out, and I'm using my middle finger to just kind of spread that internal wetness because I lost a lot of it intentionally on the panties. Sorry for the snort. God, it's just like so embarrassing. Okay, so I'm laying with my legs totally spread, like as flat as they can get, and my feet together. I hope you can pick. I think there's like yoga poses like this, but I don't fucking know. And then the second I have my dildo in my hand, and it's like right just between my lips, I'm like not quite touching my cunt, but almost enough that it's lined up. And in a minute, I think I'm just gonna fuck myself real. Hey, you know what? I'm just gonna put the panties in my mouth now. No more talking. Panties in mouth. Fucked hard. Come. Maybe pull nipple clamps off if I remember. So I'll be muffled for a bit. Sorry. I need to go again. Sorry, I spit it out for a second to talk to you. Be back in a minute. I want to fucking come again. I'm gag going back in. Oh, my mouth is dry. Sorry, one sec. Oh, so dry. Fuck, man. Holy shit. Sorry, I have to adjust the phone. My fingers are like locking up. One sec. Holy shit. Oh, God, I could just like fully fucking picture you there. Like, it was like my hand, like, wasn't actually controlling anything, and this fake dick wasn't fake. God, it was so fucking nice. Oh, I didn't mention it, because I never do, and especially because I couldn't talk, but, the last one I ended up squirting a little bit. I fucking hate that word. But I know some of you probably enjoy hearing about that. So, luckily I put a towel down, because you never know. and I did remember to take the clamps off. I don't know if you'd be able to hear it a little bit late, but, proud of myself. I'm trying to decide. Oh, by the way, the balls on the dildo hitting the plug. Magnifique. Very lovely. I just forget to mention stuff like while it's happening. I'm looking over at all my other stuff. I'm trying to decide. Because, like, I think I deserve, like, a clit orgasm too, you know? Like, I'm a pretty good girl. So might as well, right? I think first, by the way, I'm just running my middle finger from like the entrance to my cunt all the way up to my clit, and it feels wonderful. I think before I move on to that piece of shit vibrator that I've been charging all fucking day, hopefully it doesn't die again. I think I'm gonna take my toy out and just clean it up a little bit, you know? It's like common courtesy. So first I'm gonna make sure I push it as far in as it'll go. face is fucking wet. Just kind of, it's a suction cup one. So I just grab the suction cup. And I'm just kind of like moving it in a circle and it moves the dildo inside me in the opposite way. And then every so often I'll just like press hard in one direction. Oh, fuck. That's how I end up finding whatever spot it is that makes me fucking squirt. Like I'll get in a position and then find it and be like, oh no. This happened tonight. Okay, I'm getting distracted. Fuck, all right, I'm gonna take it out. And I'm gonna clean it real quick. And then I think I'm gonna move on to whatever the fuck I was talking about before. My brain is not working. A warning for mouth noises again. Just gently licking the whole underside up to the head. Gently planting little kisses right on the tip. I like to do that in real life. It feels very respectful, I guess. I'm like honoring someone. So hard to do this and describe at the same time. Moving it around kind of into my cheek area and then letting it pop out and looking down the sides. That makes sense. I'm sure it does. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. It's been clean for a long time. Sorry, I got carried away. Okay. I have no idea how long this is. Fuck, let me look. It's probably like an hour already. Almost. Great. Okay. I think I'm just gonna get off a couple of times with this vibrator, hopefully. And probably call it, well, not a night, because I never fucking call it a night, but call it a recording. I don't think any of the hosting sites could actually hold, like, 3.5 hours of audio, so I'm gonna get that ready one sec. Sorry, there's, like, a party apparently going on at the restaurant next to me. Oh, you know what, fuck. I'm gonna put my dildo back in, too. No, I'm gonna put the Benoit balls back in, actually. Mix things up, you know? Something to clamp down on. I wonder if you can hear them going in. Let's see. There's two attached by a little, like, flexible bar between them, so the first one's lined up. It's in. I didn't hear it, but I'm gonna try the second one. Okay. I didn't hear much, but hopefully you could. It's probably because I'm a little bit stretched out from the dildo and that's horrible. Okay, those are in. And for now, I have my knees up, bent, like spread a little bit. We'll see how it goes. I'm definitely not going to use any of the first three settings. No, I'm not using them. I have to get through them to get to the like rhythm one. And the rhythm one's torture anymore. And I'm fond of that. This one I'm not super fond of. It's just kind of like, I don't know, very mechanical. My hips are up in the air. It's actually really annoying. It gets really tiring. I'm gonna put at least one leg down. It's like almost a little bit too hard. I'm like super sensitive. I'm trying to find a place I can move it around that's a little bit less sensitive. This is a mini fucking orgasm. Snorted from one. Fuck, it's the same. It's the same problem. God, I think the next one is like what I've been calling the torture. I gotta take it off for a second. The torture setting on these audios, because it like brings me exactly to the edge and then fucking dies down. Let's see. I think it's that one. Oh wait, I went through too many. Fuck, I screwed up. I gotta start over. I gotta get through this. Yeah, it is. One of these days I'm gonna come in this stupid setting. I'm gonna show it who's boss. Oh, my legs are shaking so bad. I'm holding my pussy up in the air. Setting. Come on. You might be able to hear the pen wobble. I was shaking because I'm shaking so bad. Two seconds longer. I gotta pull it away a little bit for a second. Sorry, it's so loud. I'm gonna press it on a different part that's not gonna make me almost come. I pulled it away for two reasons. One, because it's super fucking frustrating. And secondly, because as I'm lying here and my mouth is open, just because I guess I'm not paying attention, all I can fucking picture is you just like coming all over my tongue, and it's fucking awesome. I'm super enjoying it. I thought I would share that. I'm gonna go back to it. I don't know about this fucking setting though. Oh god, it feels so fucking good, but it's just not quite enough. Oh, maybe it is, I don't know. I don't know about this one yet. It's not doing all that much for me so far. Hold on, let me get more situated. Okay, I can see the appeal. Fuck. Too sensitive. I'm gonna try moving it up a little bit. The part of my clit that's underneath my skin is a little bit less sensitive. This fucking this toy, even the only part I use about it is like this outer ring around my clit, and it's still too sensitive. I'm too frustrated. This is what I call the tongue setting. It's like, I'm gonna imagine your tongue doing it, because it's not like, like ridiculously fast, like a machine. Sorry. God, fuck, I wanna come on your tongue. I wanna come on your fucking tongue. Fuck, don't stop. Please don't stop, fuck, please don't stop. Oh god, I'm gonna come on your tongue. Fuck. Ah. The vibrator pulled just a tiny bit back, and my hand is doing that thing where it's like, just keep it on the whole time, you'll come again. It's so sensitive, it's like fighting it. I'm fucking being chased around the bed by my own hand. I'm gonna go back on now. Fuck. It's like right on the edge. It's too sensitive. But I could trust you. I trust you. You know what's better. Fuck. I know I can do it. I can do it. I can take it. I can fucking take it. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right. Fuck, it feels okay. It feels so fucking good. My legs for a second. I'm not doing a great job. And pull out the Benoit balls. Oh my god, they're so fucking wet. Jesus, it came out so easy. I'm gonna let you go back in me as far as you want. And then. I'm gonna move this for a sec because it's not even where it's supposed to be. Let you hear yourself going in me. Oh. Yes. Oh god, I'm so fucking wet again. Oh. Okay, I gotta stop. I'm just gonna fuck myself that way if I don't stop. And then when I come from this, I'm gonna like. Get it right to the edge of the setting and then go on the hardest continuous vibration while I come. I just want you to fuck it really hard and feel all of it, okay? Okay, I'm gonna do it for you. You're a good fucking girl. Tell me when I can change it. I want to change it. I want to fucking come for you. Okay, thank you. Come for you. Please let me come on you. Please. Okay, fine. fuck, fuck me, fuck me. Loud noise. 3, 2, 1. Oh, fuck yes. Oh god. Oh, this pussy's fucking yours. Oh, you can punish it if you want to. Oh, you're so fucking deep in me. I'm gonna spread my pussy as wide as I fucking can. And I'm gonna try my very hardest to slap my actual clit, which might be kinda hard. But I'm gonna give it my best. I'm gonna have to look now. Okay. Okay. Loud noise in 3, 2, 1. Fuck yes. Thank you. Fuck, thank you. Thank you, sir. Fuck, it felt so fucking good. Oh god, it still stings in like the best way. And like my brain is not working. I still have you deep in me, but I keep tightening up and you keep sliding out a little bit. I'm trying to pin you in me. And now I'm just using my middle finger to kind of explore how, like, sorry, my dog's drinking water. How like sensitive and painful my clit is from that, or whether it like feels really fucking good, which is like both. And I'm just kind of slowly circling, not like the exposed part because it's really sensitive, but right above it. I never know how long to make these fucking things. I could just like keep going. Oh, it's an hour. I should stop. Maybe I'll, I can't even think. Maybe I'll record the next part and I'll put it separately. I don't know. Okay, well, I'm gonna, oh god, ah! I did, you gotta keep doing it. I did a belly laugh and God damn it. The dildo is like shooting out of me. You're only like, God damn it. It's only like 2.5 inches. No, it's going out. I'm fucking all the way out. I was gonna try to do like a sexy sign off and be like, I'm gonna sign off with you still inside of me, because that was the plan. Because the world had other ideas. So sorry, I feel like I'm literally drunk right now. It's ridiculous. Okay, I gotta stop rambling. Thank you, and I hope you had as good of a time with this as I did. I don't know if that's possible, but Godspeed for trying. Okay, oh wait, I'm gonna shut up in a second, but first I just want to say bye.